commands are 474. 474.
My soul, my Savior, come to thee.
We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
如果我们把能力拿掉，我们会发现摩西没有话可说。
If we take away power, then we realize that Moses could not do anything.
为什么法老会顺?
How come that Pharaoh eventually became submissive?
因为摩西的手有一根杖，神的权柄，神就发扬。
Because in the hands of Moses, he held a staff which represents the power of God, which can perform, which can cause plagues. So Pharaoh submitted under the authority of God. How come that the Red Sea could be parted? In the beginning, they were over scared. Because they faced the Red Sea in front, and then they were being pursued by the Egyptian army. It's because of the authority and power of God that enabled the Red Sea to be parted. How come that water flowed from the rock?
That's
because of the staff of God, of Moses, that enabled the water to flow. And so from what was impossible to becoming something that was impossible, that was possible.
为什么可以战胜亚玛力？How
come that they were able to be victorious over the Amalekites?
因为摩西拿着杖站在山上，祷告。Because
Moses took the staff and prayed on top of the hill.
神应许给他们的能力。That's
the promised power from God.
握住这个杖，高举。
With the staff, and when they, he upheld the staff, that the battle was victorious. So, if you take away that power, nothing could be done. He came out of the palace. He was greatly educated in Egypt. And it became tools for him. But in order to finish the work, if you only have tools, but without power, it would be impossible to finish the task. So in here, it tells us that the treasure in earthen vessels is that the excellence of power may be manifest. We are earthen vessels.
神的宝贝在我们身上也发出很大的力。
That upon us the treasures of God is to be greatly manifested.
那有时候不是圣灵有问题。Sometimes
it's not because there is a problem with the Holy Spirit.
也是不是福音有问题。It's
not because there is a problem with the gospel.
也不是神赐给我们这个职分有问题。It's
not because of the statue or the position given to us from God has a problem. Sometimes it's because for the earthen vessels, we have not yet learned how to become one. So because we cannot, we are not yet earthen vessels, that's why we cannot manifest the power. And so when did God grant authority to Moses? When he was 18 years old, he was called upon the mountain. When did Moses wanted to work for God? In the book of Hebrews, it tells us that Moses grew. It represented that his faith grew.
那怎么知道他信心长大?
How do we realize that his faith has grown?
他放弃大家最渴慕的，大家在追求，这个就是信心的表现。
The manifestation of his faith is when he forsook everything that everyone wants.
现在大部分人追求第一个就是利，更好、更高这个薪水工作。
The first thing that everyone pursues nowadays is a better wealth, a better job.
再来就是享乐,
better enjoyment.
更高的生活水准,
higher living standard.
再来就是更好的名,
a better name for yourself.
公司里面一直爬到有一个头衔，有一个职权位在那。
So you climb in your company until you reach a certain title, or you have derived a certain, or you have attained a certain authority and power. We're often busy all because of these. But overnight, Moses put all these things down. That's faith. We pursued everything like this is because of what we can see with our eyes.
大家都这样嘛，所以很自然我就应该这样。Because
everyone is pursuing these, then naturally we would follow suit.
因为凭眼见你没有办法服侍神。
But we cannot serve God just through sight only.
因为神本身看不见。Because
we cannot see God.
凭眼见只看到人。
If we see with our eyes only, then we can only see other people.
所以如果我们凭眼见在教会做圣工，没有办法服侍神。
So we cannot serve God if we just want to see with our eyes and to see other people only.
那信心, 要凭信心,
it must be through faith.
那我们才能办法,
so that we are able to put down what we thought was precious to us.
但是我们有了那个信心并不等于神马上可以用。
Even if we have the faith, it doesn't mean that God will immediately make good use of us. When Moses was 40 years old, we can see that he did everything through flesh and blood. He still needs to be trained. When he reached age 80, God was to use him. He said, "Who am I?" He felt that he was unworthy. That would be the earthen vessels. When he was 40 years old, he might have thought that he was made of gold. He was young. He was well educated. He just came out of the palace. But none of these would cause God to use him. And when he realized that he was just an earthen vessel, he was a nobody. Then God promised that I will be with you. So when we serve God, we cannot make use of the faith that is derived from this world. In the book of Philippians, it talks about the confidence in the flesh. What do you mean by this flesh? That's outward attainments. None of these can accomplish much. We have a mindset of superiority. It's because we might have attained something already for ourselves. But if that is the case, there is no way that God is able to use us. But as long as we feel that we are just an earthen vessel, we are unworthy. We are valueless. We are neither gold nor silver. Once we humble ourselves, God will make use of us.
所以保罗说，我过去觉得宝贵的，我现在甚至耶稣都把它当做流水。So that's
why Paul says that for the sake of Christ, I considered everything as refuse.
那过去觉得宝贵，就是一般人觉得 很看重的这些,
previously, he might have considered something as precious, just like what people like to pursue.
现在认识耶稣才知道说,这个跟服事神,
now that Paul has known Christ, then he realized that all that had nothing to do with serving God.
因此这个过程,这个过程就是需要时间,
So through this process needs time so that at the end we'll realize that we are just earthen vessels. So we realize that earthen vessels is made. Now there's a reason why these vessels are made. Only the maker can tell us what he wants to use us for. Only God can tell us what He wants us to do. Each vessel was made for different purposes. So God have different plans for us. If God wants to make use of us differently, that's why we receive different gifts. If we receive different gifts, it doesn't mean that we are of different value. Paul sold and Apollos are watered, but the Bible tells us that they are of equal values.
So in the 教会里面, 我们没有办法因为恩赐不同来比较, 啊, 哪一个比较重要,
So in the church, we cannot just make use of different gifts to determine who is more valuable and who is not.
那恩赐不同也不是用来比较,
And we receive different gifts, it's not for the purpose of comparison. Different gifts is to complement one another. For example, during breakfast time, we use different utensils. We have a bowl, we will have a cup. We have a plate.
这个是互相搭配啊，全部都在一起，你们吃早餐很方便。So
all these needs to complement one another so that we can have a good breakfast.
那教会不同恩赐的工。And
in the church, we have different gifted workers.
放在一起。And
when we place them all together,
哎，就发现哎，这个教会做事都很方便。啊，等，你看这个人都有，这种人每个人都有。Then
you realize that whatever work you want to undertake, we have an appropriate worker to do so.
所以我们来教会不是什么，不是要比较，是要搭配。So
when we serve in the church, it's not for comparison, but to complement one another.
所以这里说哈，我们是瓦器。And
so in here, tells us that we are earthen vessels, that we are being made.
有目的。
There is a purpose for it.
目的不一样。And
for different purposes.
是互相搭配，不是互相比较。Not
for comparison, but to complement one another.
那既然是被造。
Since we are being made,
就是我们是属于那造我们的,
then we belong to the one who makes us.
我们用泥土造一个杯子，这个是我造的，就杯子是我的。We
use clay to make a cup, and we say, this is what I made, this belongs to me.
可以，我们被神造，我们是神所拥有的。We
are made by God, and that's why we belong to God forever.
所以那个所有权的那个人，那一位是神。And
so the authority lies with God.
所以我们要了解哈，我们是属神。So
we have to realize that we belong to God.
那第二个是我们是被拯救。Secondly,
we have been redeemed.
那这个拯救，圣经说用它的有一个赎价。And
so, Bible tells us that we are redeemed through a price.
这个赎价是什么？
What's that price?
宝血。His
precious blood.
就是他的生命。His
life.
就是表示非常宝贵的。
It tells us that it's very extremely precious. God considered us as precious.
那还没有被救以前，我们属谁？
Before we are saved, whom did we belong to? We belonged to Satan.
被救，既然这个神付出赎价，所以我们就属神。
Since God has paid the price and redeemed us, now we belong to God.
那属神就是神有主权啊。
We belong to God, that means that God can exercise authority over us.
如果东西是我们的。
If something belongs to us,
你怎么还要用,
it's up to us how we want to use it.
既然神把我们买出来，说我们属神的，神要怎么用我们？这个是神有他的权利。
If God had paid the price to buy us, then God has the authority to use us as He wishes.
所以我们在服事者的过程,
and so in terms of serving God,
有时候我们有很多的理想,很多是好,
sometimes we have a lot of ideals which sounds good.
也不能说一片空白,
we cannot say it's all black.
很重要的原则,
but there is a great principle.
我们要把这个我们的想法用出来之前，一定要确定这是神的旨意。
Before we implement our ideas, we must be sure, we must confirm that it is in accordance with God's. That is how Paul asked, what shall I do for you? That is to respect the authority of God.
所以我们在服事的过程一项很重要但是很难的就是不断要自我舍弃。
And so in terms of our service, there is a very difficult but essential part, and that is we need to continuously forsake.
我感觉到, 好不好,
the most important thing is not whether I think it is good or not.
神感觉到好不好,
is whether God thinks it is good or not.
那这个从自我, 注意到自我的感觉,引导神的感觉, 这个就是舍弃。
And so to forsake means to give up what we think and then to go in accordance with God's wants.
那这个本身呢,就是要学习,要操练。
But this is something that we must discipline, exercise in.
那到最后,我们学会了,就可以被我们的主人用。
So once we learn it, then we will be made we can be made use by our master.
那既然我们是神的,
since we belong to God,
对神比较顺,
we must be submissive to Him.
就像主耶稣在世界上,
when Jesus was on earth,
他很清楚神要叫他做什么,
He had a clear idea of what God wants Him to do.
做什么?
His job is to save man out of the bondage of sin.
这个就是神对他的旨意,
and that was the will of the Father.
那怎么救出来?
How to deliver people?
给十字架,
by being crucified on the cross.
才能流血,才有赎价,
so that he could shed his blood to pay the price of redemption.
既然这是神的旨意,
since that was the will of God,
圣经说他就顺服到底,
the Bible tells us that he was submissive to the end.
并且死在十字架,
and by dying on the cross.
所以这个顺服就是代表我们对神的主权的尊重。
So this submissiveness will represent our respect to God's authority over us.
人如果没有办法顺服,没有办法被神用。
If we are unable to be submissive, then we cannot be used by God.
那有时候我们在想,那我顺服谁?如果神开声对我讲,我就顺服啊。
Sometimes we say, if God opened and talks to me directly, then of course I'll be submissive.
那人讲了我不听,我只是听讲。
Some people say, I don't want to listen to other people, I just want to listen to God. Such person can never be used by God.
我们看神在选召保罗,
when God chose Paul,
说,你若大马社区,亚拿尼亚要将你要做的事情告诉我。
He told Paul that he had to enter the city of Damascus, and then Ananias will approach him to tell him what to do next. So through Ananias, Paul was told what to do by God. So today God may make use of other people to tell us what He wants us to do. God can make use of the church to tell us what needs to be done.
除非我们有办法证明说教会要我做的事，我又不是神的旨意。
Unless we have some way of proving that what the church tells us is not in the will of God.
不是神的旨意，有一个很简单，就跟圣经讲的不一样。
The primary determining factor is if it is not the will of God, then of course it's against the teachings of the Bible.
对教会没有益处。
Not beneficial to the church.
对神的名不能荣耀,
it cannot glorify the name of God.
这就很容易明白啊,
of course, this is something that can be easily determined.
除非我们能够证明出来,
unless we can prove this point.
不然我们在教会服事要顺服教会的决定。
Otherwise, if we serve in the church, we have to be submissive to the decision made by the church.
那这样啊, 我们才能够被神用。
Then we can be used by God.
有时候不是说我们对,
Sometimes it doesn't necessarily mean that if we are right, we do not need to be submissive.
比方说,
for example, the Israelites, they approached the fringe of Canaan. They arrived there by the second year of the journey. They could have entered immediately. But 10 out of the 12 spies gave a bad report. We could not enter the land of Canaan because of these great difficulties. Two gave a good report. They said, we can definitely enter because the power of God is great. Who was right? Of course, Caleb and Joshua were right. 10 spies were wrong. Since the 10 were wrong, so they have to walk an extra 40 years. And even though Caleb and Joshua were right, they still have to journey in the wilderness for 40 years. But of course, that was the will of God, because the unbelieving generation would die in the wilderness as a result. So at the end, they could enter. So even the two of them were right, they still need to be submissive. So sometimes if the church cannot truly appreciate the will of God, we can experience something else. Sometimes those of us who are in the right still need to suffer along with anyone else. Then we are all trained until the time that everyone grows unto maturity. That everyone can now see clearly the will of God. Then we can enter the land of Canaan. And then the problems in the church can be solved easily. So even if we are right, we still need to be submissive. That is to respect the authority of God over us. If we cannot be submissive, we can never be used by God. If we cannot be submissive, then teamwork cannot be performed. When Israelites are to fight with the Amalekites, that is teamwork. Moses was on the top of the mountain. He lifted up his hands to pray. And then he instructed Joshua to let the people to fight. Through teamwork, they were able to defeat the enemies. That's why Moses was submissive to God. Because God instructed that all the Amalekites should be destroyed. And then we have Joshua obeying the instructions of Moses. And so that's why we have effective teamwork. So when we are to lead our church or just a small group, first and foremost, of course, the leader must be submissive to God. And then everyone else must be submissive to the leader. Purely because the leader is submissive to God. Then when we obey our leader, that means that we are obeying God. So we cannot say that I will only listen to God, and if you are a person, I will not listen to you. Then it's impossible for you to serve them. Because we cannot work as a team. In order to have good teamwork, we must be submissive to one another. The origin of our submissiveness is because we respect God. We respect the fact that He had authority over us. So through the earthen vessels, we can learn many lessons. Let's turn to 2 Timothy. Chapter 2. Verse 21. Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. God might not use gold. God might not use silver. It might not be wood. Of course, God might not make use of earthen vessels as well. What would God make use of? Who is clean. Then it will become a vessel for honor. What God considers as honorable might not be in accordance with the standard of man, which is gold, silver, or precious stones. What is considered honorable by God is because they have fulfilled spiritual conditions. And being cleaned or cleansed is one of the conditions. Sometimes when men consider something as honorable, it's because of outward conditions. So, for example, in the church, if we want to make use of somebody, then everybody will consider the external conditions. And when we return to the Bible, of course, it's good to have all these extra conditions. They may become a good tools. But really, in order to be used, they must first possess spiritual conditions. So spiritual cultivation means transforming ourselves to possess all these spiritual conditions. It is a process that needs time. So we are but earthen vessels. We learn how to become earthen vessels. After we've learned, then the power of God will be manifested through us. Then our work will be fruitful. Now we can pray.